for risk assessment of Baltimore's Key Bridge before it collapsed last year, killing six construction workers. In a statement, the MDTA maintains the catastrophe and tragic loss of life was the sole fault of the Dolly and the gross negligence of her owners and operators who put profits above safety. As requested, the MDTA will provide an update to the NTSB within 30 days, and it will include any action it intends to take based on an evaluation of the pier protection systems, operational changes, and vessel transit procedures of the bridge. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland says five illegal migrants are facing charges related to the possession and trafficking of firearms. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Maryland basketball getting set to keep up with the Antelopes this afternoon at 4:35. This amid a rift that has developed between head coach Kevin Willard and outgoing athletic director Damon Evans. At the root, money. Not necessarily for him, but for the program. Willard voicing a specific concern.
I can do the things that I want to do with my program. I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive.
Wow. Opening day now less than a week away, and news comes that both Gunnar Henderson and Felix Bautista questionable to make the trek north. This from manager Brandon Hyde before the Birds' 9-7 loss to the Yankees. On the ice last night in D.C., Caps and Philly renewed their pleasantries, scoreless late in the first. The Great 8 was on the prowl.
Ovechkin pops out high. Van Riemsdyk towards the goal block. Follow-up chance. Score! Alex Ovechkin puts three of a kind into the chase. That's 8-8-8.
Joe B. had the call on monumental crazy eights for Alex Ovechkin. Now seven away from history as the Caps slip by Philly 3-2 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, UMBC Baseball sets an NCAA record. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is a gorgeous spring weekend through the mid-Atlantic. Lots of sunshine. The temperatures, though, are cooler today, 58. Warming up tomorrow, 66. Sunday, cooling back down, 54 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 40 degrees in Westminster, 43 in Easton, and 40 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Look, I'm going to go ahead and forewarn you. You know, if you like roller coasters, you're going to love this show. If you don't like roller coasters, I want you to listen, but I want you to strap in tight, okay? Because we've got a lot of emotions to go through today. Boy, oh boy, Governor Wes Moore had most likely the best press conference I've ever seen from a Democrat leader. And I call it the best because I love comedy. Okay. I love to laugh. I love when something is absolutely hilarious. And that conference yesterday takes the cake. First and foremost, I don't even know why they had a press conference. Okay. There was no mandate. They literally did not have to have this press conference. But of course, Mr. Photo Op himself, he's not going to miss an opportunity to get in front of a camera. Okay, so he has this press conference, and again, for absolutely no reason, shout out to Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45. She asked a very simple question, but boy, was the answer loud. Oh, it was telling. Oh, we're going to get right into that. Also, just so you know, Delegate Kathy Shalega, I know she's hard at work in Annapolis, but she's going to take a second to join us at around 9:35 a.m. this morning because I got to get her reaction to not just a press conference, but the budget itself. I think it's interesting because, of course, you've got Governor Wes Moore, Senator Bill Ferguson, Guy Gazzone, is that how you say it? You've got all these delegates, all these Democrats that are saying that there's going to be $500 million in cuts. But when you're looking at the actual taxes that they're implementing, like I said, this one when it comes to IT, I don't know a single business, I don't know anybody that doesn't use IT and doesn't use tech in some kind of way. So what are you going to get a tax on your Wi-Fi? Are you? I would think, and I think Sean Casey brought this up. You definitely are. I mean, that's the only way I can explain this is that everything that has to do with technology, especially in regards to like the internet, things like that, you're going to get a tax. There's going to be a separate tax. And so there isn't a single business or corporation that does not have this. Okay, so we're going to talk to Delegate Kathy Shalega at 9:35 a.m. Then we'll be joined in studio by John Myrick, and I know that he was on the morning drive about a month ago, but he'll be here in studio as well. He's the GOP gubernatorial candidate, as of right now, the only one I think that is officially filed. And so you can call in, you can ask him questions. Like I said, he'll be here in studio, but we're going to talk to him about the budget. We're going to talk to him about infrastructure. We're going to talk to him about crime. We're going to talk to him about the problems over at DJS. And then we're going to talk about, you know, whether or not if he becomes the governor here in 2026, would he be able to then bridge this gap that we're seeing between the state of Maryland and the president, President Trump's administration? Because obviously there's a huge disconnect. And, you know, you would still have to work, I'm sure, with Attorney General Anthony Brown. So it's like, you know, how do you make all of that work? So we'll ask John Myrick when he gets here in studio at 10 o'clock. And then also at 11 o'clock. And this was a late night request, but I knew that she would respond because she's a mom. Moms, do we ever really sleep? I think the answer is no. The answer is no. Well, Rosalind Hanson, she is the Moms for Liberty Director of Development in Montgomery County. She was online posting about how she was there at the White House yesterday for the executive order signing of the shuttering of the Department of Education. And of course, I'm going through, hitting like on stuff, you know. And then, all of a sudden, you see Governor Wes Moore, who, again, just had this atrocious press conference. He just received a report from the NTSB that basically outlines more of his failures. But even after all of that, he still has time to comment on a comment President Trump made during the executive order signing, which is Baltimore City schools are failing 40% of the students. Okay, first and foremost, this isn't the first time President Trump has said this. If you recall, when I was running in 2020, and even in 2019 before I decided to run, these are things that he was saying all along. So he has made that comment before. The only difference is now is that you've got even more kids that can't do basic math in Baltimore City. It's higher. The number's higher now than it was in 2020. I just want to make sure we are very clear on that. But we're going to talk to Rosalind Hanson about, first of all, you know, Governor Westmore's comment, but then also, you know, as she was there in the room, you know, just kind of her experience, obviously, but what she thinks this is going to do moving forward, especially in relation to what Moms for Liberty has been fighting for this entire time. Because remember, it's, you know, Kit Hart, it's Rosalind Hanson, it's all the Moms for Liberty folks. They're the ones that have been going to these board meetings, and they're the ones that have been asking for accountability. And so now that you see that the Department of Education is being dismantled, I would love to get her feedback on this, and we will do that at 11 o'clock. So like I said, we got a heck of a show going for you, not to mention the report from the NTSB, which I thought, whoa, that put the nail in the coffin to me for Governor Wes Moore. It really did. Also, let me go ahead and give you the phone number because I want to make sure you call in whenever you like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can call in whatever you like, whenever you like. Okay? So like, you really can. Because this conversation is huge. We were all expecting a terrible budget, but this is a hot mess. A hot mess. And then to see that they could not even explain the hot mess. Oh, it was awful. All right, let's go ahead and play this audio here, and then we'll talk about it when we come back out.
A news conference everyone in the state has been waiting for.
I am proud to announce that our administration has reached an agreement on a framework for the final budget with the Maryland House of Delegates and the Maryland State Senate.
No one up here wants to talk about cuts. No one wants to talk about revenues.
But that's what Governor Wes Moore and legislative leaders are now announcing. No new sales tax hike, soda tax, snack tax, or property tax increases, but a 3% tax on IT and data services.
This budget introduces an expansion of revenues on data and IT services at half the rate of the current rate on goods.
And this reform package will help us to bring our tax code into the 21st century.
Could the new data services tax apply to people's phone bills?
We're still working through all the final details right now.
And what about increasing the excise tax on cars?
Yeah, so again, another detail that we're still working through.
The leaders say the framework includes at least an additional $500 million in cuts on top of the $2 billion Governor Wes Moore originally proposed.
But if you are confident that there is $500 million more in cuts, can you share with the people at home what exactly the state government is planning to cut?
I mean, sure. The agreement includes at least this amount in cuts. He still has to go through all the committees and through each of our chambers.
Look, I think the best thing to do would be, I know this isn't the end of the discussion. You're going to see in an hour the House's version, and you'll see those cuts. It's a whole list of things.
Can you give us an example of one?
Vacancy reduction.
See in an hour.
Vacancy reduction is a great one.
All right, guys. Thank you all so much.
Not a clear answer. Republicans quick to draw attention to the lack of specifics provided by the Democratic leaders.
So name one tax that you're going to cut. Name one cut. Couldn't answer it.
The word framework was used a lot more often than details, and that's our biggest question.
Budget talks started as the state stared down a $3 billion budget deficit.
We are turning a $3-plus billion deficit into a cash surplus, all while still preserving 8% in the rainy day fund.
Governor Moore, you said that this plan turns the deficit into a surplus. What is that surplus with this framework?
Well, we're still working through the final numbers. Right now, this bill has a little over $300 million in a cash surplus that's already in the proposal as the final numbers are coming out.
The budget agreement, as announced, does not include specifics on funding for the blueprint for Maryland's future.
The blueprint is not part of this budget. It's a separate bill. We're going to continue negotiations on that bill as the days move forward.
The fact that they could not answer questions on where the blueprint was and how they were going to manage that, you know, I think, again, there's a lot of gaps that need to be filled out in the next couple of days. To come out here and to make it sound like they have a solution, I just think is that was really just misleading Marylanders.
Do you think that there will be tax increases next year if this plan right now does not address the funding concerns in the future?
Honestly, I don't think this year is off the table yet.
Uncertainty continues to loom in Annapolis as the budget appears to inch forward.
Now, the House is expected to start debating this on the floor as early as Friday, which means we could see the budget in the hands of the Senate sometime next week. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 News.
Wow, oh, wow. So let's unpack this, shall we? When Mackenzie Frost asked Governor Wes Moore and friends to name at least one cut, since it's $500 million in cut, you would think you would be able to name at least one of those cuts. Couldn't do it. Not only could he not do it, it was the most embarrassing display I think I've ever seen. You had Governor Wes Moore, of course, you know, we'll call him Mr. Photo Op. You had him in front of the microphone, and then to the side of him, I guess that was his left, you had Senator Bill Ferguson, and then right behind Senator Bill Ferguson, you had Delegate Guy Gazzone. So So here's the deal. He then shuffles, after he's asked his question, he shuffles Senator Bill Ferguson in front of the microphone. He's looking around left to right. I mean, the whole thing, it looked like the Three Stooges. Am I wrong in that analysis? It was Mo, Larry, and Curly. In Annapolis, hosting, having a press conference nobody asked for. That's what's so crazy about this. Nobody even asked you for a press conference. You had one to have one. You had one because you wanted to look like you were doing your job. And all you did, Governor, is you exposed the fact that you're not doing your job. You are not saving your constituents any money whatsoever. Ay, 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 ay. We got to get some sound for the Three Stooges, Brian. We got... Because that's exactly what I saw yesterday. Now, of course, we were talking about the extra tax on data and IT. That's up 3% for some reason. Now, of course, and don't forget, this budget, it still has to go through like committees. They're still going to have to weigh in on it. As you heard there, I think that was Senator Hershey that said that this is still not off the table. They still have lots of work to do. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what they come up with, Governor Wes Moore has to sign it. And as they mentioned, the blueprint is not in with this budget at all. So that's still a billion. I think what are they? A billion and a half at this point. They still have to account for with that. I think the total cost of the blueprint is $4 billion, but they're able to stretch it out over a period of time. This is a mess. This is a mess. I don't even know how you get your way out of this. I really don't. It's like you're twisted like a pretzel at this point. Not on the list was corporate tax cuts. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but that wasn't mentioned at all. You had Dems, you know, clearly lying. And of course, there was some blame there that went out to President Trump. And, you know, that's kind of how they started the whole press conference, because of what's going on at the federal level, because of President Trump, because of Trump this, Trump that. They are trying their best to stick this somewhere else. The good news is, like I said to you before, I always scroll through the comments on videos like this. The good news is the Democrat constituents aren't even buying this blame to Trump. They're not buying it at all. So we're going to talk about this more when we get back. Right now, though, speaking of money problems, oh gosh, we got our friend Tim Herb on the line with RBC Wealth Management. Tim, you know what? I'm not going to ask you if you have good news for the morning market flash. I'm going to stop asking that question.
Yeah, well, for now, it seems like we have to stop asking that question. And it's not to say money problems, right? I mean, there's obviously bigger problems in the world today, Kim, that we have to figure out and we have to solve. But, you know, we're going through volatility. And I think, you know, not to get into the details with the market just a second, but, you know, I think investors have to realize we've had a good run in the market the last 2 years, right? We've had 20% plus returns, 23% last year in 2024 from the S&P 500, 20% return in 2023 from the S&P 500 index. We've been, you know, for lack of a better term, spoiled, right, the last 2 years with these returns in the market overall. Now we go through a little bit of a hiccup, a little bit of a rough patch with the economy, with the tariffs and the talks and all the geopolitical turmoil and news, Kim. And, you know, suddenly, you know, investors are a little bit frightened, a little bit feared from the market, and the sentiment is negative. And so we've had, a rough patch here the last couple weeks, but you have to stay the course. And that's one of the themes we often try to tell investors, is to stay the course if you can. You know, you're going to go through these periods. We'll get through it. Things will get better. But let's just continue to move forward if we can. And so far, right now here this morning, the S&P 500 actually, Kim, is on pace for a 0.4% gain so far this week, which would snap a four-week losing streak. So there is some silver lining here this morning, this Friday morning, Kim, with the market. The futures are down, however, though. Dow futures are off about 350 points, down about 0.8%. S&P 500 futures, Kim, are down about 0.9%, off 54 points. And the NASDAQ, again, a heavily technology-based index, down 227 points, down about 1.1%. And, you know, I think what's causing a little bit of the turmoil here in the markets this morning, I'm sure you saw this, of course, but we had London's Heathrow Airport hit traveling stocks. the fire there, shutting down the airport, kind of dragged the European markets overnight lower. That's following up and carrying through here into our markets this morning. But nevertheless, again, markets are down here today, early morning pre-market, but we're on pace for this gain. The benchmark, I think, of the S&P 500 fell into correction territory at one point during this month-long or four-week route. It sits at about 8% from its record high going into this morning, Kim, and that's still short of what we call correction mode, which is a 10% drop, that 10% correction level. So we're trying to mount a comeback from the turmoil. We got a slew of economic data coming out next week. That's where we are here this morning for the morning market flash, Kim. Hopefully things are positive today. We'll see. And I'll be back, of course, on Monday morning for another edition of the morning market flash. Kim, have a great weekend.
You too. We'll see, Tim. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar, with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WC. CBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Woo! Maryland residents, are you bracing for the impact? I know I am. Here's the deal. We've talked about, I guess, this budget for, what is it now, 3 weeks at least. And we knew that it was going to be bad. But did you think it was going to be this bad? This is actually worse than I expected. I had no idea that they were going to be targeting data and IT. Because if you remember from the State of the State address from our governor, Mr. Photo Op, he said that he was going to be business friendly. He said that he wanted to grow industries that involved, you guessed it, data and IT. But now he wants to put a 3% tax on those very industries. This guy, look, either he's an absolute fool, right, and he's going along with some program that's being outlined for him, or he is just this incompetent personally. Like, on a solo level, he's thinking, this is a great job. This is a great job. You know, all this time we were calling Mayor Brandon Scott the DEI, right? A lot of people were saying he's a DEI hire, and that's because, you know, honestly, the way that he carries himself, it really is self-inflicted. That's the part that gets me the most about Mayor Scott. If he would just dress like an adult, you know, 24/7, if he would dress like an adult, if he would carry himself like, you know, a man instead of a boy, because he does like this walk where it's like kind of like childish. And then if he would just speak, you know, and look, I'm not the most articulate person, but the way that he does it, it's just kind of like, wow, there's no way that you've been in politics your entire adult life and still struggle putting sentences together. There's just no way. Well, anyways, that's where I am with Governor Wes Moore. I'm wondering if he is truly the DEI hire, right? I mean, look, he says himself, I've never been in politics, even though that's a lie, right? But at the same time, when it comes to being executive, a leader here, and I'm not just talking about the budget. I'm not just talking about the fact that he can't tell the teachers unions, no. He should just say, guess what, guys? I don't have the money. We can't do blueprint. Come up with something else. He isn't doing that. I did hear yesterday where they mentioned the red line. I'm going to have to go through this. Do they still plan to study the red line? You know what? I'm going to have to do it. I know Maryland Matters had a good write-up, so I'm going to go through that. But this guy, I mean, just there's money going everywhere. The climate change initiatives. And, of course, you're going to have to spend money on infrastructure. I don't know what happened to that bipartisan bill that Joe Biden was laying his hat on. But this is what you're going to have to do. And then the scathing report from the NTSB on top of it. Imagine this. You showed up for photo ops, right? You showed up to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. It was you, Governor Moore. You had, at that time, it was Baltimore County Executive Johnny O, who's now the congressman. Congressman Kwesi Adefume was there. Senator Angela Alsobrooks was there. Mayor Brandon Scott, he was there. All these people were there. And they were all there to take pictures and videos and get as much media and as much press attention that they possibly could. And then they turned around and didn't even bother to check and see if something similar could happen to the Bay Bridge. That's really what we learned yesterday. Now, I'm not going to say this is all on Governor Wes Moore, because obviously this has been going on for quite some time. And that's according to the NTSB spokesperson. You know, they were supposed to be doing these tests a long time ago. But the fact that you stood there and acknowledged, what was it, six people that was killed that day? Six people died. And you still didn't think to yourself, let's go make sure this doesn't happen at the Bay Bridge. You still never thought, let's make a phone call. Let's send an email. See, this is the crazy part. Governor Wes Moore is executive. We talked about the difference between the executives and then the legislators. Governor Wes Moore, you're in the wrong spot. You're not an executive kind of guy. You can't run the state. You can't run the country. I'm sorry, but you sealed your deal here. This is it. This is over. You are not going to the Oval Office. What does that feel like? To know that you are not going to be the president, even though you would love to be? All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Doug and Kathy Schillag. I'm sure she has a lot to say about the press conference just yesterday.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Not a good day for many international air travelers. A power problem caused by a fire in an electrical substation has closed London's Heathrow Airport. That is snarling travel all around the world. Doge Chief Elon Musk will pay a visit to the Pentagon today. Posting on X, Defense Secretary Hegseth says his meeting with Musk will focus on innovations, efficiencies, and smarter production. President Trump setting the wheels in motion to shut down the Department of Education. Congress would have to sign off on Mr. Trump's plan to shutter the Education Department, returning its responsibilities to states and localities. The National Transportation Safety Board ordering inspections and assessments of dozens of bridges across 19 states, the wake of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Stocks starting off the day in the red on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What a difference 3 days make. Here's Maryland head coach Kevin Willard at the mic in College Park on Monday, addressing the rumors of his departure from Maryland to Villanova.
Right now, what I can tell you is Damon Evans and I, he hired me. We're on the same page of what we want to do for this program, what we want to do for this university. His focus and my focus are exactly the same.
Fast forward to yesterday in Seattle.
I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change.
At the root, NIL money. The situation now complicated with athletic director Damon Evans' imminent departure to SMU. Meanwhile, there's a game to be played, Maryland and Grand Canyon, this afternoon at 4:35. And finally, the UMBC baseball team set an NCAA record earlier this week in a 19-9 win over Coppin State. The Retrievers were the recipient of 12 hit-by-pitches. 9 players were plunked, 3 twice. And as the great Chris Farley said in Tommy Boy,
son of a, that's going to leave a mark.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Tomo Sugano is not a robot. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Mother Nature is full of surprises, or really just big temperature changes, especially the next couple of days, starting off the weekend with much cooler weather. It's a beautiful day, lots of sunshine, breezy though, and that northwesterly breeze limiting the warm-up, 58 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow's warmer, partly cloudy, 66. Sunday, cooler, 54 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past, based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Discover.com/credit card.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, happy Friday to you. As I mentioned earlier, we have a heck of a show planned for you. 3 guests. I don't think I've ever had 3 guests in one show. But boy, oh boy, there's so much happening right now. Of course, the press conference heard across the state yesterday. Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis had an embarrassing press conference. It was embarrassing. It truly was. And unfortunately, I don't know how they get themselves out of the mess that they are in. But luckily, we have a friend on the line. And she's again our first guest of the day, Delegate Kathy Shalega. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Man, oh, man. First and foremost, Delegate, I've got to get your reaction to the press conference that, you know, they really didn't have to have.
Well, it was interesting. I did go. I wanted to hear for myself how they're going to solve this budget crisis that they've created. You know, they created the crisis by overspending.
Yeah.
And you and your audience will not be surprised to know, within 1 minute of every speaker speaking, they blamed it on Donald Trump.
I saw that. Yeah, no, that was ridiculous. It really was. But you know what I will say, Delegate? A lot of Democrats in the state aren't believing it. I know they're trying really hard to push that narrative, but it's not coming across.
I would hope not. You know, the problem is the Trump derangement syndrome is so deep and so thick. You know, I was just on a call. We have a Baltimore County delegation meeting every Friday, and I'm popped off of it to chat with you in the audience. Chris Van Hollen was on, and of course, he's blaming President Trump for everything. But, you know, they called President Trump, quote, a clear and present danger, you know, chaos, dysfunction from D.C. It was just ridiculous, Kim. But in the end, you know, I've said to the press, it's been recorded, Donald Trump has been in office 2 months. Yesterday was you know, as you know, March 20th, he took office January 20th. So these bad numbers, you know, all that we're seeing right now was talked about in the fall and even before Donald Trump was elected.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I do find it interesting that, you know, no one has really asked that pointed question. I say no one, like a reporter, hasn't asked that pointed question. Hopefully they do soon, because I don't think that they're going to be able to square that up. And I wish somebody would say, you know, this is why, you know, at this point in time, this is why we're blaming Trump, so that somebody could come back and say, all right, here's the rebuttal on that one, like you just laid out. But not only that, Delegate, if you see the town halls that have been happening across the state with Senator Angela Alsobrooks and even Congressman Glenn Ivey, they've been getting screamed at by their constituents and saying that they're not taking Trump on hard enough. And I just feel as though they're creating that mess themselves as well, right? If they're making Trump out to be this monster, of course you're going to have your constituents believing that he's some monster.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's not productive conversation that the boogeyman, Donald Trump, and the more they try to torch him, the worse it is for Maryland. You know, Maryland is dependent on the federal government far too much. The Augustine Commission was a commission put together by Martin O'Malley that was supposed to study, it wasn't supposed to, it did study the economic future, where we were, where we're going. You know, this is 15 years ago. And they said, you've got to get away from your dependence on the federal government. So they haven't done that. And now what's interesting about what's before us is, you know, Westmore and the leadership here in Annapolis, O'Malley 2.0, the top two things they're recycling from O'Malley were disasters. Their high income earner tax, which of course, you know, that number used to be a millionaire. Now it's far less than that. What happened when they did that in 2007? The state of Maryland lost $1.7 billion, $1.7 billion loss in tax revenue because more than 30,000 people left the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again. So that's the number one thing they're doing to try to squeeze more money out of taxpayers. Not only will these wealthy people leave our state with their taxes, which they've already, you know, already taken a lot of them away already, all the money they spend here on the BSO, on the library, on, you know, the zoo, on philanthropic things, all of those dollars leave with them. So it's more than just taking their tax dollars to Florida, the Carolinas, or Virginia. It's taking all that community investment with them.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what I think a lot of people are concerned with. Now, I did see where Delegate Mark Fisher did post about an exit tax here in the state of Maryland. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Mark about that. I've heard that before. We will see. Yeah, I'll get to the bottom of that. But, you know, the other thing, this digital tax that they're talking about, again, Martin O'Malley 2.0. I mean, these people are more liberal than Martin O'Malley, if you can believe that. This digital tax was something they tried under O'Malley. They passed it in a special session and repealed it before it went into place. Such a disaster. So, you know, you have Westmore talking about, oh, we're going to grow the private sector. We're going to bring AI. We're going to bring, you know, quantum. We're going to bring all these data, you know, life sciences. Why would they come here when you're taxing them? Why would they come here?
Right. Right. No, and he's talking about, yeah, he wants to grow. I just thought it was interesting because even just everything that they listed yesterday and then came out after the fact and then noted, because a lot of people weren't paying attention, I think, to this, is that the blueprint is in a separate bill. So that's not even included in the budget thus far. Do you think, Delegate Kathy Scholinga, that they're going to at least delay that blueprint or even knock it off the table? Or do you think this is fully going through?
Well, you know, they keep saying the blueprint's paid for. It's not really paid for. They've quarantined off certain monies for future year spending. So, you know, that's not completely accurate. And I've ordered a copy of all these budget documents. It's, you know, it's 400 pages worth of documents that will be my weekend reading. And one of the things I've asked for is the, quote, $500 million in additional cuts. I want to see the cuts. The original cuts that Westmore proposed were largely reductions of future spending on transportation, which, you know, a government cut and a cut to you and I are not the same. But the other massive tax increase on Marylanders are, it's a war on drivers. So they've increased the excise tax on vehicles by almost 1%. They've increased the registration fee, increased the emission fee, taken away historic tags, or almost restricted historic tags, and increased the titling fee. So all of this together is $318 million worth of taxes and fees on Maryland drivers. So while they say, oh, this, you know, our plan won't hurt middle-class families, or it certainly will. I had breakfast with my mom this week, and she was telling me, you know, she's like, I couldn't believe my registration renewal was $300. Ugh. That's a lot of money to senior citizens.
Absolutely. It's a lot of money to anybody, even those that are not on a fixed income. Doug and Kathy Shuleka, let me ask you on this one. We heard from Governor Larry Hogan via X or Twitter, what people are calling it today, and that he said that today is a sad and unfortunate day in Maryland that was entirely avoidable. The tax hikes proposed would cripple Maryland's economy and already struggling Marylanders. You know, when he says it's going to cripple Maryland's economy, are you right there with him on that idea?
Absolutely. You can't, you know, that all of these taxes are not in a vacuum. You know, you and I understand basic economics, as do people listening to your show, because they are the, you know, well-informed listeners and people who care about these things. And trickle-down taxing is what happens. If you're a business, you know, I'm a small business owner, I have a tax, I have to put that on the bills of my customers. You know, businesses don't generate their own money. They generate income from the services and products that they provide to other people. And so you have to pass it on. If you can't make money in a business, you're not going to have a business. It's not a hobby. and it's not an ATM. And so, yes, it is going to be very damaging. And, you know, the thing that we pointed out, it was great to have Governor Bob Ehrlich at our press conference. Thank you so much for coming to our tax rally. I mean, that was wonderful.
That was great.
All of us pointed out, Virginia is not in this position. Virginia left their legislative session with a surplus, and they actually sent this check, $200 for singles, $400 for couples. Taxpayers got a refund. You've got West Virginia getting rid of the tax on Social Security. You have Pennsylvania giving the most historic, deepest cut, property tax cut for seniors. All of our surrounding states are managing their budgets well and, you know, trying to give tax cuts. Mississippi yesterday made a plan to eliminate their state income tax. So we have other states that are making it work, and in Maryland, they're raising taxes. What company is going to come put their business or expand their business here?
Yeah. No, and you know what, Delegate? I was talking about this the other day. I don't know what the incentive is to come to to Maryland in general. If it's business, you know, you can't do business here. When it comes to the school system, I don't know about you, but this public education system, even across the state, in my view, if I could go to a different state, I think Delaware has better test scores than Maryland at this point. And then you got the crime and violence, and we still haven't dealt with the juvenile crime aspect of all of this. So it's just, this is truly a mess, and I don't see how you get anyone to come, especially when he's talking about, and I don't know if he still is, but hiring teachers from other states to come to Maryland. I don't see how a teacher comes in and knowing on top of it that they can't really truly discipline some of these kids in the classroom.
You know, I'm a former classroom teacher. I have a degree in elementary education from Towson University, and classroom discipline is a problem. Teachers in Maryland do get paid very well. and the teachers union, not our classroom teachers, we love them, they do such a great job. And the teachers union is ruining education in our state. They are increasing salaries for teachers, but the working conditions aren't improving. And, you know, this plan they have, it's called collaborative time, takes teachers out of the classroom up to 40% of the day. So, you know, I have good friends, family members that are teachers. Imagine you're teaching second grade. You love your kids. You know, you want to be in the classroom with them all day long. You know, they get specials. They go to art. They go to music. They go to PE. They go to library. You know, you get planning periods. But now on top of that, you are going to be taken out of the classroom and done. You're doing, so I don't even know what they'll be doing. And then someone else is coming in and teaching your kids. So you don't even have that, you know, full wraparound education with your kids because you're out of the classroom 40% of the time.
Yeah, yeah, which is ridiculous. I mean, look, I was in school a long time ago, but even I knew when a substitute came in. The kids, you know, you play around, you goof off, you don't really learn anything. Doug and Kathy Shalega, before you go, I wanted to ask you, because, of course, that NTSB report came out in regards to not just the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but bridges all across the country. I have a texter here. It says, after yesterday's news conference, does that leave the state Department of Transportation vulnerable to yet another lawsuit, in the delegate's opinion?
Well, I do. We do need to actually, you know, I'll do my homework on that before I'll speak on it. You know, I it was devastating to see that report. To, you know, let's get to the bottom of it and see, you know, what did happen. Did the state not do their due diligence in protecting those pilings, protecting the bridge? I don't know. So I'm not going to weigh in on that until we have all the facts, but it certainly doesn't look good right now. And I think the silver lining could be that now we get to work making sure that the Bay Bridge is protected, and the Bay Bridge has all of the adequate infrastructure around to make sure that it can handle those large container ships that come up into the Port of Baltimore. Look, we need that business. Is great. We have one of the best ports in the entire country. It is great jobs, great union jobs, great non-union jobs. The port is the economic engine of Baltimore City. And so it's very important that we keep it, that we do all that we can to protect that business, and protect those ships and protect everybody that commutes, you know, over bridges and through tunnels.
Well, Doug and Kathy Shalega, like I said, I know you're busy, and we do appreciate you and the entire Maryland Freedom Caucus. Like I've mentioned yesterday, that tax revolt rally was great. I think you guys are doing a great job getting the messaging out there, and we really do appreciate you. Is there anything else we want us to know before you go?
Oh, please, everybody, we have a letter signing campaign, email, not, you know, snail mail. Although snail mail is great, I've gotten a couple wonderful handwritten letters from people recently of encouragement. I want to say thank you. But go to Maryland Freedom Caucus. Any of our social media pages, or find mine. We're posting up a you join thing where you just go on and it automatically sends an email to the appropriate people here in Annapolis saying, you know, no more taxes. Find another way to balance the budget. You just can't do it on the backs of Maryland families, seniors, and businesses.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, Kathy, or should say Delegate Kathy Shalega.
No, Kathy, thanks, Kim.
Delegate,
we've
thank you so much.
A long time.
I know.
Keep up the good work, Kim.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thanks. Keep up the good fight.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Delegate Kathy Shalega. I got to make sure I say that because, you know, when I talk to her, it's Kathy. But it's but that just tells you how down to earth she is. I mean, look, if you go to MarylandMatters.org, you will see a breakdown here. And, of course, the title, the headline, Budget Agreement Could Generate More Than $1 billion in New Revenue. Don't forget that we are about, what is it, was it $3 or $4 billion headed towards a $3 or $4 billion deficit. So I don't, even what they proposed doesn't actually cure the problem. So it's, oh man, if you want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll go over this just a bit more, and then we'll get ready for our in-studio guest, gubernatorial candidate John Myrick.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Democrats screaming bloody murder. Save our kids. Save our kids from what? We're saving our kids by saving this system from institutional failure. That's why I'm asking people, think out of the box. Approach something differently. When you're failing at this level, you have got to make adjustments. You have got to do a course correction. This has been needed now almost since the beginning. Department of Education founded in 1979. Reagan has, during his term, a landmark study, A Nation at Risk. What has happened to the educational system in America, were it done by an outside entity or force, would be tantamount to an act of war. Wow. That's how bad this is.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Only two things in life are certain: death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every single month if you switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, that's right, Pure Talk, my sponsor, is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network, and the average family of four saving over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And with Pure Talk, you have U.S. customer service representatives. They'll make the switch simple, fast, and free and easy. To do it, dial #250, say the keyword save now to make the switch. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving today. Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area, and host of the Savvy Investor Radio Show and Podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good thank you to Delegate Kathy Shalega. Glad that she can join us, because obviously there's a ton of things she could be doing besides talking to me here at WCBM, because unfortunately Democrats are running the state into the ground. Again, I just wanted to just mention Maryland Matters has a great report on all of this if you want to read through it. Another line here: packages includes higher tax brackets, capital gains surcharges, services taxes, and increases on car sales, local tax rates, and this last one here, vending machines. So basically, they're deciding to put the vending machine business in the obsolete column, right? Because, I mean, look, if you have extra charges on the vending machine, why would you then go to a vending machine? Just, you know, hit up the gas station before you get, you know, to work or wherever you're going, right? I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Now, they told us no snack tax altogether, but what's in a vending machine? Many of them are snacks. So many of them are snacks. But you know what? If the Democrats had their way, there'd be condoms in them at elementary schools. Let's not forget about that one, right? Could you imagine if that went through? Luckily, it was not passed. But if it had been passed, you would have taxes on those condoms and vending machines in elementary schools. The Democrats have run this state into the ground. And I know I'm laughing, but I'm laughing to keep from crying. Because I don't know how people are able to stay here in the state of Maryland, you know, for very long, considering how expensive it's going to be, right? Those federal workers that lost their jobs, I'm sure many of them are going to leave, for sure. All right, when we get back, we'll be joined with our in-studio guest, gubernatorial candidate John Myrick, in studio. Yes, you can call in and ask him questions, and I hope that you do, because he might be the next governor.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking cyber